a simple method of meditation to suggest to Latin lovers so they may find their way?
The simplest method for lovers is, while they are making love, they should make it a sacred experience. All the religions have destroyed the sacredness of love. They have condemned it as a sin. And the conditioning has gone so deep in human mind that people are making love in such a hurry as if they want to finish it as quickly as possible. Naturally, if it is a sin, it is better finished soon. Their hearts are guilt-ridden, their minds completely full of sin. If lovers want to make love a meditative experience, then first thing is to drop the idea that it is sin, that it is something wrong. It is something immensely beautiful, a tremendous gift of nature, of existence, for which you should not be guilty. You should be grateful. And to show your gratefulness, you have to make a special place for it. Every house and every couple which can afford should have a separate room just for love. No other vibe there, no fight, no argument, no throwing of pillows. They should enter the room after taking a bath as if they are going into a temple. The room should be full of burning, beautiful incense. There should not be glaring lights, just candles, dim light. And they should not be in a hurry, because the foreplay is immensely important. For the simple reason, because the woman's whole body is erotic. Man's whole body is not erotic. His sexuality is local, just limited to his genitalia. But the woman's whole body is erotic. And unless she starts her whole body throbbing, with joy, with ecstasy, she will not have any orgasmic experience. If the man plays enough with the woman's body, the woman plays enough with the man's body, and the meditation technique is, while you are playing with each other's body, remain a witness. Don't get identified. So there are four persons, not two. The woman and the witness inside, the man and the witness inside. The witness is simply watching what the man is doing to the woman, what the woman is doing to the man. The witness has no judgment of good and bad. It is simply like a mirror, showing what is happening. This witnessing is nothing but awareness, alertness, consciousness. And particularly in the foreplay, if you are conscious, alert, then there is a possibility you both will know exact time when your bodies are ready to make love. You will feel the bioelectricity of each other's body. While you start making love, don't be in a hurry. Let the woman be always on top. The missionary posture is the worst posture in the whole world. In the East, nobody knew before the Christians reached there that man can be on top of the woman. It is so brutal. It is so ugly. The woman is delicate. And a huge animal is doing push-ups over the poor woman. In India, it is called missionary posture because it was known only when missionaries came to India. They made India aware that this too is possible. Otherwise, woman is always to be on top. And scientifically, it is right that the woman should be on top, because then she can be more active and man can be less active. If the man is on the top, the woman cannot be more active, and the man is more active. If he is more active, he comes to his ejaculation very soon. And the woman has not yet come to the point where she can have the orgasm. If the woman is on top, and she is active, and man remains inactive, every possibility is that by the time the woman comes to orgasm, the man will be coming to orgasm. And if both come to orgasm at the same time, then there is a tremendous meeting and merging, as if bodies disappear and two souls are no more two souls, two beings are no more two beings, and the witnessing continues. That is your inner work of meditation that goes on. You are witnessing. After your orgasm has settled, is slowly, slowly disappearing, watch it. Watch as it is coming up. Watch as it explodes. Watch as it starts settling again back to the normal state of your bodies. Then don't be in a hurry to separate from each other. Remain together for a while. In Tantra, that is called valley orgasm. That is not known to millions of people. The first orgasm was peak orgasm. You had met together on a peak of your energy. Now the peak has disappeared, but every peak has a valley by its side. Without a valley, there can be no peak. So if you can remain silently watching together, you will be amazed. Another orgasm with a totally different beauty, a different depth, a different joy. The valley orgasm. Until the valley orgasm disappears and you come back again to the normal, don't separate. Meanwhile, all the time the witnessing continues. When you separate, just don't start going to sleep. Something very essential is still there, and that is the afterplay. You have made such a turmoil in the whole energy of each other's bodies, minds, that it is needed you massage each other's body, play with each other's body, and beautiful incense, flowers, candlelight, music. If you feel like dancing, you dance, but the witnessing continues. Why I am insisting that witnessing continues? I am emphasizing it because if you do it many times, then one day you can try just witnessing without your man, without your woman, alone, in the same room, in the same atmosphere, with the same incense, which creates the same memories, the same light, the same milieu, and you start simply witnessing, sitting there, and you are for a great surprise that all that has been happening with the woman starts happening just inside you without the woman or without the man. You start moving slowly to the peak orgasm, the same experience with no physical, no biological expression, and you reach to the valley orgasm, the same experience. You have learned meditation through love, and you have also learned love through meditation, which will go on enriching each other. And this will bring maturity to both the persons. And the maturity will release their repressed intelligence, awareness, lovingness, compassion, and it will destroy jealousy, anger, hatred. It will bring tremendous changes in you. Those changes will be the proof that you are on the right track.